This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Talking sweets.
Yes, because I was very excited to show Dean something. I ripped it out of my bag and said, "Dean, look at this." And it was a push pop that I found in a lolly store, and I was so excited because it reminds me of my childhood. Don't push me, push a push pop. Dean, never heard of it.
Never heard of him.
He was like, ah, what's that?
What's that?
He just poo-pooed my delicious
treat. It looks like a lipstick to me.
It does look like a lipstick.
I think it's like your lip gloss. You're trying to feed me with lip gloss.
Yeah. But they had ads, though. They had that, like, oh, don't. Someone push someone, and they're like, don't push me, push a push pop. Because what you do is, I don't know if you realise the mechanism here, Dean, you shove your finger in it, and then you suck on it.
Oh, is that right?
You're not familiar with
that. Does that come with instructions?
You just work it out yourself.
I remember when I was a kid, I remember Redskins. I don't know if you still get Redskins.
Oh, I haven't had one for a while. And also controversial name.
Oh, of course. Sorry, I just realised. Yes. I was thinking because they're raspberry flavoured, weren't they? And they're red.
No, but definitely. But that's also the name of a football team that's controversial.
Yes.
Do you remember they're now called Fads?
These are like faux cigarettes, yes.
Remember what they used to be called?
I do. I can't think you can say that on this station.
You can't.
Or any station.
Oh, no. You probably could on this station in an empowering way, but you can't say that anymore.
But I remember those when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Remember you go to like the little milk bar and you'd have like your $2, probably less than $2.
Oh, my. No, probably, $1.
Or even 20 cents worth of your mixed lollies. Yeah.
What about Mates?
What were Mates?
Remember Mates?
No.
They were 15 cents. They were just a little caramel block, kind of got stuck to your teeth and caused issues, and then covered in chocolate.
Oh, I don't remember those.
You went
those.
There? No. Were you more of a... What was your era? Boiled sweets. Humbugs.
Humbugs.
Oh, man, humbug.
No. I remember the fake teeth. I remember the fake teeth bits.
Oh, yeah, they're still
but
very
musk,
much around.
Musk sticks. That's hard to say quickly. Musk sticks as well.
Musk sticks.
Musk.
I like the really chewy ones. Sometimes people like the hard ones. Break your teeth.
No, see, I don't like breaking my teeth.
No.
I like the ones that... Well, they wouldn't break in your mouth, would they? But they were chewy rather than, brittle.
Yeah. No, I liked them.
Yes.
How? Well, this is also going to test you as well. Mm. Warheads. Were you a warhead man? No.
I don't know what warheads are.
Oh, so warheads, they were often sour.
Yeah.
And this was like, it was almost just, maybe it was a good lesson for kids. Like, there's nothing rewarding like hard work. So you'd have like a sour coating or a disgusting coating.
Yeah.
That you would have to shut your eyes and go blah, 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 and suck it really fast.
Yeah.
And then you'll get a nice treat underneath the yucky coating.
I have not. I'm going to go and have to find these warheads.
It's a good
Can
lesson.
You still get them? Or is that's from the
Probably.
Well, years
I got,
gone
I went
by.
To Carlton and went to some lolly shop and got all these sorts of sweeties. What else do we get? Well, minties?
You can still get minties.
Did you make a night of it? You had back and you were just like the little
no,
trivia?
No, see, for me, it's like you were saying earlier about the musk sticks. I don't like a hard chew. Don't like a hard shot. I don't like having it stuck in my teeth and having to then try and wedge it off my fillings.
It actually was quite difficult. But I think the whole thing was the competition, the story.
Oh, it was Fantails.
Fantails!
Fantails,
oh
yeah.
What am I doing?
You're mixing up your Fantails with your minties. You can't be doing that.
Fantails.
Yes.
Fantails, an expensive mate.
I remember years ago in the corporate sector when we used to do training courses, you used to get like minties and Fantails on the little bowl of lollies on your desk.
No,
not
that's
anymore
weird for
because
talking.
OH&S because we're not just talking, but people put in claims for broken teeth.
Oh.
So the rule came out where I worked anyway: no minties or Fantails in the on the training room floor.
Broken teeth.
I know.
As in they would bite it, or they'd slip on it and break their teeth.
No, they'd bite into it, break their teeth, put in the claim for their full dental work. Yeah, you don't want to be doing that. When we're talking sweets and sugar and stuff like that.
Yes, I bought a push pop. Dean didn't know what it was, and thus started the conversation.
But I'm still hanging out for some sugar.
You want a little sugar. I mentioned Mates before.
Yeah, yeah.
Which you usually get from the school canteen. We've had a text in. Oh, from Anonymous. Hello.
Anonymous. Hello, Anonymous.
And they said Mates were called Cobbers in South Australia. There you go. And they are, they're caramel toffee covered in chocolate squares and shaped treats. Thank you.
There you go. Hey, look, we're joined in the studio. I'll play the sting in a moment. We have got Monica from KHQ Lawyers here joining us for the Joy Law segment. Hey, Monica.
Hi.
Hello.
So what was your sweet? We just asked you off air.
I loved a lucky dip.
What's a lucky dip?
So it was like a stick that was made of candy and it was dipped into sugar, different flavoured sugar.
Yeah, it was one sour.
Yes, and one was sweet. Yeah. I like that.
Isn't that funny? Just liquid sugar. Yeah.
Yeah, not too healthy.
No.
But no. Fun. You can have a bit of fun.
You can have a bit of fun. Look, we were talking earlier about sweets from our childhoods.
Dean stumped me because I was so excited to show him that I bought a push pop from a fancy lolly store in Lygon Street.
And I don't know what that is.
He had no idea.
No idea.
I did a song and dance and he was like, what are you talking about? And so then I put the call out. I'm like, oh, we put the call out. Sorry, we're a team.
We're a team.
What's your favourite nostalgic lolly?
We did this on Facebook, on the Jack and Dean Facebook page.
Yes. And Annie's producer Annie... She's in the US. Mm. She's not here, but she's still contributing. Sherbet bombs.
Oh, I love sherbet bombs.
Love a sherbet bomb.
But they're like chewy, and when you like chewed through, ooh, you had a little surprise burst of sherbet.
Little soft palate.
Ooh, like
and
that.
Also, those UFO discs filled with sherbet. You know those weird, look like rice paper, but not actually?
Oh, I don't think I knew those.
There's little, look like little UFO, and you span them around.
Oh.
Anyway. And Whiz Fizz.
Yeah, Whiz Fizz. It was like a bit of Whiz Fizz.
And she even admits, and it's obvious, I was addicted to sherbet.
Yes.
Easy to do. Dylan Joel. Hey, Joy Zone. Yep. I love push pops. Thank you.
Oh, so Dylan, he's your vintage. He understands you.
He's my kind of man. Oh, and Maddie. Maddie as well. Also Joy Zone. Ovaltines.
Ovaltinis or Ovaltines?
Oh.
Ovaltinis, I think. Were they?
Ovaltines, Ovaltinis. Now you have to text
Google
that.
I think it's Ovaltinis.
Yeah.
No, I used to love
they
as a
were
kid.
Delicious. Well
Milo
done,
or Ovaltine, like a big wallop, maybe a couple of tablespoons in a glass, a little bit of milk, make it like a paste out of it, and then do a bit more milk on top. Delicious.
Yeah. I would just have the paste and eat it.
Yeah. Did you ever have, like back in the day when we used to eat carbs, bread, like white bread.
Yes.
With maybe a bit of butter and then like Ovaltine or
Milo
on the bread. A Milo sandwich.
I would get, ooh, we weren't, well, I was very much a latchkey kid.
Yeah.
You know, parents went home till late because they were hard work. But anyway, I'd get a tablespoon of butter.
Yeah.
And then some brown sugar and I'd mix it around and I'd eat it.
Oh, really?
How am I alive? And
what
so
are your arteries
fit?
Like? I know.
I don't know. Oh, now it's fine.
Now it's fine.
To replace it with beer.
Hey, so tell us, what is your favourite sweet from your childhood? And if you know if it's Ovaltines or Ovaltinis, let us know because we don't know.
Yeah.
We
and also, know. If you're around the city of Melbourne, come and give us some lollies.
We need some sugar.
This is where it came from.
This is just our little sort of covert way of saying bring sweets.
Yeah, I'm off the carbs. I need sugar.
That's absolutely right. Talking about sweets earlier on, about favourite sweets from our past.
Oh, yeah, nostalgic sweets. Also, I have on the record that Richard doesn't know what a push pop is.
No.
But you
I'm
do
looking
know.
At one now and I'm bemused.
You stick your finger in there and
you
suck
do,
it.
You do,
yeah.
But you?
Yeah.
Well, you suck your finger?
No, it pushes up the candy and you give it, you put that in your mouth.
It does.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a chopper-chopper, you move it through.
And then the thing is...
A retractable one.
And then all the spit goes down through your finger and it gets a big sticky
finger. You can't
finger.
Share that.
Is that really what happens? Well, people go for this stuff.
But Richard, what was your sweet
spot? I was a Whiz Fizz boy.
You were a Whiz Fizz boy.
Oh,
Whiz Fizz boy.
Whizzy.
Yeah. And I loved a Sunny buster. Boy too.
Oh, hello.
Yes.
Settle down, Dad.
What a weird... But Sunny Boys, because the icy pole, or whatever you call it...
It was a triangular
It was triangle,
wasn't it? Weird?
Yeah, it was like a pyramid.
Yeah, it was a prism-y thing.
Yeah. Very difficult to manage at times.
Yeah.
I didn't know, and you'd always... It's like having a Calippo. You just accidentally go, whoop, and you pop it off, and it goes across the room.
I never actually saw that happen.
Pop your Sunny Boy.
I'm always doing that.
Oh, no. Careful. I hate when you pop your Sunny Boy.
Lost me boy.
Oh, no. Clean up after that.
Thanks, Bossy.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.